Accused drug trafficker leaves post as Mexican governor, one day after resuming office. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 23, 2026. A little more than one day after having resumed his role as governor of the Mexican state of Sinaloa, accused drug trafficker Ruben Roque Moya announced that he was stepping down indefinitely. The move came after the narco politician sparked much infighting within Mexico's ruling party Morena. His move led most party members, including President Claudia Sheinbaum and all the governors, to turn their backs on him, claiming he was putting his personal interests ahead of the party's well-being. On Saturday night, Roque Moya announced that he had taken indefinite leave from his post as Sinaloa governor, claiming that the party's well-being was above all else. The politician stepped down a little more than 24 hours after resuming his post, following more than 3 months of leave, and at a time when he is still considered a fugitive of the U.S. Department of Justice. Sinaloa, La Nación y el Movimiento de Transformación están por encima de todo. pic.twitter.com/4cofpost. Ruben Roque Moya, at Roche Moya underscore, August 23, 2026. As Breitbart Texas extensively reported, beginning in April, the U.S. DOJ announced a criminal indictment against Roque Moya and nine of his closest allies in Sinaloa, accusing them of drug trafficking conspiracy and weapons charges for allegedly using their political positions while working for the Sinaloa cartel. News of the indictment led to much tension between the U.S. and Mexican government since Sheinbaum initially publicly defended Roque Moya, claiming that there was no evidence of wrongdoing and that making the indictment public was a political move by the U.S. far right aimed at damaging the Morena party. The case was reignited this week when Roque Moya announced that he was returning to his position as governor and that he had cooperated with Mexican authorities in an effort to clear his name. The move by Roque Moya sparked much outrage in Mexico. Soon after his announcement, Mexico's Secretary of the Interior Rosa Isela Rodríguez stated that Roque Moya had done things in a unilateral fashion and had not consulted with either Mexico's government or the Morena party. Soon after, the Morena party and then all the sitting state governors from the party issued separate statements distancing themselves from Roque Moya, claiming that no one is above the best interests of the political movement. On Saturday morning, Sheinbaum herself issued a similar statement, turning her back on Roque Moya as well. Ningún interés personal puede estar jamás por encima de los intereses del pueblo y de la nación. Y mucho menos cuando aquello que se pretende colocar por encima de México no es el bienestar de su gente, sino la ambición desnuda del poder por el poder. Porque el poder sin. Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, at Claudia Sheen, August 22, 2026. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.